On the telephone with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, who is heading up a delegation of Iowa farmers and agricultural leaders visiting the state of Mississippi this week, the first leg of the Iowa-Mississippi Farmer-to-Farmer Exchange. Bill, we talked earlier in the week about this trip, and you're looking at some of the conservation practices that are being used in Mississippi to address the hypoxia situation in the Gulf of Mexico. So how's the trip going so far?
Very interesting, Ken. Yeah, we saw some practices yesterday. We went to depth to some rice farms yesterday, and first time I've really been around rice production, at least over in the U.S., but then in other countries a little bit. But to look at what they do in recycling that water, how they look to minimize the amount of water used. Rice, obviously, is a very high water use crop. They've got different technologies to do it. Just very interesting. And certainly some PRP projects, WRP projects, where they've converted some of the rougher ground back to wetlands, back to habitat for wildlife, and for cleaning up the water going to the Mississippi River and therefore the Gulf.
So can you say you've seen anything there at this point that you might be able to bring back to Iowa and make use of?
Well, I think all of us were looking at a system that where they stored water runoff into a lake and then used that water to irrigate. We historically don't do much of that, but there are some pieces there that could be kind of interesting to get done. The other thing that we did today and last evening is participate in an event that's around what's called the Delta Council. It's an organization that's been organized for 75 years and really works at promoting and the progress of the Delta area. It's about a 4-million-acre area on the west side of Mississippi. And a very unique organization. All the farm groups work together on it. They work on not only helping their farmers with things that they need in research and other kinds of things, promotion, but also rural development issues, healthcare, water quality. They have some research that's being done through Delta Farm to have a lesser impact on water quality concerns. And so it's kind of a unique organization, and we've kind of been brainstorming about what kind of thing might be possible in Iowa or in the upper Midwest and doing the same kind of thing. Is it regional-based? Is it agriculture-based? And it's certainly been very powerful. Senator Thad Cochran was the keynote speaker today. Certainly the movers and the shakers from the Delta region were there, as well as most of the state officers and congressmen and others. It has a great influence, and I think we're always looking for ways to make sure that ag voice can get out there a little stronger.
Have you actually been to the Gulf, or are you planning to visit there?
We haven't yet. We're on our way. We'll catch a research farm on the way down and some conservation projects headed down this afternoon, and on Saturday we'll be out on the Gulf. It sounds like in the area that we were to go to, there's still good fishing. The still hasn't gotten to that area yet, but it's not a long ways away. So hopefully we'll be able to see some of the fish and talk to some of the fishermen as well and some of the folks that work with the Maritime Resources about that impact of hypoxia and how it changes and how we can understand what those impacts are. Great, you know, certainly some of that additional motivation to do a better job up where we're at and lessening the impact of hypoxia.
Since you are so close to the Gulf there, talking about the oil spill, any different perspective on it from down there?
You know, I think as you look at the size of it, we talk about the hypoxic area. That's an area that, because of the nutrients, or it's believed to be anyway, because of the nutrients that go into the Gulf, there's a lot of algae that grows, and as that algae dies, it cuts back on the amount of oxygen that's in the water, and thereby not allowing fish to be there because of a lack of oxygen, which is what hypoxia actually means. That area is commonly believed to be maybe 6,000 square miles. The goal is to decrease that by about two-thirds. And we've had some years recently where it's been down to a fairly small amount. As they talk about the area of this spill, we're talking 20,000 square miles. So we're talking a spill that dwarfs the hypoxic area. We don't necessarily know as well how much of an impact will that oil have on the hypoxic area. Will they even be able to measure it this year? Or will there be other problems around that? Folks here talked about the natural leaking of oil that happens within the Gulf of Mexico, and it's millions of barrels as well that naturally leak. So they talk about normally finding those kind of tar balls that will come up, obviously not in the same way that this spill is. So they do deal with some of those pieces. Normally, nothing like the cost of this, and certainly the concern that it can do not only the fishing industry and the fishing beds, but tourism, and then the potential to be a long-term impact as well. Makes sense still to work on hypoxia, and those are issues that are there. They're in really all kind of river systems around the world. This is a zone that certainly needs to be addressed, and we have a reason to address it from where we're at up there in the upper Midwest as well.
And then you indicated the delegation of Mississippi farmers and leaders will be in Iowa in July for the return visit.
Yes, we're looking to bring some of those folks up to be able to see some of the things that we do in Iowa, potentially see some, you know, some practice being made here, water quality wetlands here, conservation practices, maybe get to an ethanol plant. Maybe a group, again, about a dozen. We had 11 Iowans here that were down here, mostly farmers, and they would be a group probably about that same size that would come up to Iowa as well. And I think an opportunity to understand each other's system, understand the hard work that each area is doing in their own area, to be able to work on things, motivate each other, and then also as we develop some strategies, maybe a reason to go to some of our folks in Washington to be able to ask for resources, because we have strategies that work up and down the river.
Bill, we appreciate the report. Bill Norr, the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture.